Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining today's webinar, Opportunity Scoring with Machine Learning Models on the Sales Pipeline. Our presenter for today is Prashant Dhingra, Principal Program Manager at Microsoft. Before we begin, I'd like to cover a few housekeeping items. Today's presentation will run for about an hour, and the webinar is being recorded and will be available on demand within 48 hours. A copy of today's presentation and a recording link will be sent to you via email once the files are available. If you have any questions during the webcast, please enter your question in the Q&A widget on the left of your screen and click Submit. We'll try and get through as many questions as we can during the live broadcast. With that, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Prashant.
Thanks, Rahi, for giving me the opportunity for talking today. Hello, everyone. My name is Prashant Dhingra. I'm excited today to talk about opportunity scoring for Dynamics CRM and Salesforce built using Cortana Intelligence Suite. Today's agenda will be, we will go through the scenarios and business benefit. We'll go through the scenarios and business benefit for opportunity scoring. We will describe the solution architecture that is used to build opportunity scoring. We will describe the three machine learning models, and we will demo how you can install the machine learning model and solution architecture and test end-to-end solution yourself. The key learning for you from today's session will be, you will be able to learn how a predictive model is built on a sales pipeline. You will be able to learn how a prescriptive model is built on a sales pipeline. You will be able to understand and see the whole reference architecture we have used. And you will know how you can evaluate, fine-tune, and deploy machine learning on your customer or your enterprise sales pipeline. We will show you the tools to do that. At the end of the session, we will have a question answer. Feel free to send any questions during the session too. This diagram shows the business process in a CRM. In a CRM, an enterprise collects lead, and once the leads are collected, telesales person follow up on those leads and then qualify those leads. Then these leads become opportunity and they get assigned to an account manager or a sales executive. Sales executive meets the customer, determine the customer budget, time frame, take notes, schedule meeting, and depending upon the progress on the opportunity, some opportunities are won and some opportunities are not won. And finally, there is a support process on those opportunities which are won. This process as of today is a human-based process today. The data is entered by a sales executive or a telesales person, and whatever data is entered, system helps you to monitor the process. You can make this machine learning, you can make this process as an intelligence process, and you can do it through a machine learning. Here is an example. Adam is a sales executive. He has 14 opportunities assigned to it, and he doesn't have time to work on all those 14 opportunities. If we can provide him a list of those opportunities where he has chances of closing the sale, he will be able to be more productive. If he can tell Adam what action he should be taking on those opportunities where he has chances of winning, he will be even more successful. That exactly is the scope of opportunity scoring. Opportunity scoring gives you a probability of winning, and it gives you insight why a certain score is given. So you have a data in the CRM system. The way opportunity scoring works is it mines the historical data, it finds the patterns and characteristics of those opportunities you are winning and those opportunities you are losing, and then it builds a model. When a new opportunity comes into your system, It uses the machine learning model that is built by finding the characteristics of winning opportunities. It gives you a probability whether you will win this opportunity or not. It tells you whether there is a 70% chance or 80% chance of winning this opportunity or not. And to do that, it uses the historical data, it uses the communication and action history in the CRM system, it uses the lead and account profile information. All this data already exists into CRM. Without entering any more data, it adds intelligence into your system. Then not only it shows you a score, it also gives you insight why a certain score is given. It gives you three positive and three negative factors that are influencing the score on the opportunities. And it suggests what action you should take to improve the score further. So I will show you how the opportunity scoring system looks like. I will share my screen. Here is an example of a dynamic CRM system. In a dynamic CRM system, you get, if I'm an account executive, I will have list of my open opportunities and you will have these columns. Because we have a machine learning model, I'm having this additional column which is giving me a score. So now as an Adam, I know which opportunities have high potential and I can focus, I can sort it according to the score and I can focus on those opportunities which have high potential of winning. And if you want to look into each opportunity, then you can go into an opportunity and see the traditional attributes. Here it shows you the score, and not only it shows you the score, it also gives you positive and negative factors that are influencing this opportunity. For example, the positive factor can be this opportunity is in a city that is favorable to your enterprise and you generally win those opportunities. Or these opportunity might be in a vertical domain that is not favorable to you. So it might say that this domain you have less chances of winning. And it might suggest you that if you add a case study or a partner, you have more chances of winning. So by using opportunity scoring, we have added the score and we have added the insight, which can be very helpful for a sales executive. I've shown this to you in a dynamic CRM. If you don't use dynamic CRM, if you use Salesforce, here is a Salesforce UI, and here are a list of my opportunities. And here is my opportunity score and an insight why a certain score is given. In both the cases, dynamic CRM or Salesforce, the machine learning model is built using Cortana Intelligence Suite. It's the same model which is powering the information in dynamic CRM and Salesforce. Okay, my apologies. I was showing you the demo and I pressed the play button now. So hopefully you'll be able to see my screen. Here is a dynamic CRM. We have an opportunity here and the opportunity has a score and it has a positive and negative. From a model built on Cortana Intelligence Suite. If you don't use dynamic,
Hi folks, sorry about that. Seems like Prashant's phone line has cut off. We'll give him a few minutes to get back on so we can get started up again.
Ayal, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear.
Okay, so it looks like whenever I'm sharing the screen, there is some issue happening. So what I will do is I will use my PowerPoint presentation, and as a backup, I have the slide. I will use those slides instead of sharing my screen. Okay. So I'm waiting for the slide to show up again. So here is an example in a dynamic CRM. When I use an opportunity, there is a score, and when you will hover on the score, you will also get an insight that will tell you the positive and negative factors. And if you, it tells you what action you should take to improve the probability of winning further. If you don't use dynamic CRM, and if you use so here is an example of a positive and negative factors. And if you use Salesforce, same thing is applicable here. There is a score and there will be an insight that that is powered by Cortana Intelligence model. So far you have seen the scenarios why opportunity scoring is helpful for a sales representative like Adam, and you have seen how it works in a CRM or a Salesforce UI. You can plug in source and you can plug in insight. So now let's go into the architecture. What architecture you need to have to build machine learning on a sales pipeline? This slide shows the architecture. Logically, there are two sets of pipeline. One is a training pipeline and another is a scoring pipeline. In a training pipeline, data is retrieved from your CRM system. It is fetched into Azure, and then a machine learning model trains on that data. And then it evaluates the result on a testing data, and if the results are good, it batches the model and put into a production. And you can train on a weekly or monthly or a daily basis. It depends how frequently your opportunities changes. For most enterprises, weekly or monthly should be good enough because opportunities doesn't change so fast. Once you have a model that is put into the production, now you can score opportunities on a daily or hourly or every 15 minute or on a real time basis. In the scoring phase, you can score in a batch mode, or you can score it in a real time mode. In a batch mode, you will again fetch the new opportunity data from your CRM system into Azure, and your model will score the result and you will push the result back into your CRM system. This is the batch scoring, and sometimes you also want to score on a real time. If a sales representative has changed values in the opportunities, he or she might want to see the impact, and you can also provide the real time scoring. So this architecture is quite complex because you need to build a connector from your CRM system to Azure. You need to build a pipeline for a training pipeline and a scoring pipeline. You need to have a KPI that determine the matrices of the model and compare the result, and you need to have a mechanism to push the new model back into the production. And finally, you need to have a mechanism to write the result back into your CRM system. And then you need to take care of security, etc. We don't want each company to go through the same pain and build this architecture. So we have already built this architecture for you. If you want to try this architecture, you can use our installer. Our installer is available as opportunity.codeplex.com. Because today we are having some technical issue and I can't share my screen, so I'm not taking you to the new screen. But if you go to opportunity.codeplex.com, you will be able to see our installer. You will be able to click on download, and once you download the installer, you can start running it by running crminstaller.exe. This installer, again, I will show you my slides instead of running the actual installer, because it is giving us this issue in the phone line is getting disconnected. So here are the screen that installer will walk you through. To install the end-to-end architecture, run the crminstaller.exe, click on create new model, accept the licensing agreement, and then simply give your CRM credential detail. Once you give your CRM credential detail, it will verify that the credentials are fine, and then give your Azure credential detail. That's all you need to provide, your CRM credential detail and your Azure credential detail. Once you provide these two things, then it will create end-to-end architecture for you. This information is optional. You can, if you want to get telemetry, you can provide your email information also. Once you provide CRM instance detail and your Azure instance detail, it will start creating resources for you. The resources will be, you will have a Azure storage created, you will have a Azure resource group created, there will be a machine learning model that will get created here, and after the machine learning model, there will be a web service creation, endpoint creation, there will be patching done, the web jobs will be created for you, and your CRM instance will get connected to your Azure instance. All this work will take 8 minutes of installation time. And at the end of the installation, you will get a message that things are successfully created, and you will be able to go to your Azure subscription, and you will be able to see the whole architecture that is built for you. And if you go to your CRM or Salesforce subscription, you will be able to see that your opportunities are scored the way I have shown it to you here. So after the installation, you will be able to see in your Salesforce instance that your opportunities are scored, or if you are using Dynamics CRM, you will be able to see that your opportunities are scored. So just by going through the installation, all the resources are created, machine learning model is created, web jobs are created, pipelines are built, and your UI is modified, and it will have these fields. And the pipeline will run, and you will see the score. All this process will be done for you, and within few minutes you will be up and running, and you can start evaluating whether this process improve your enterprise ROI, whether you can be benefited by using machine learning on a sales pipeline. And this architecture is robust. It can be deployed in production. The machine learning model is trained on our data, and it is not meant to be deployed straight away in production. You should be able to go to the Azure subscription. You should be able to try the machine learning model onto your data. You should remove attributes that are not relevant for you. You should add attributes that are additional in your enterprise. You should fine-tune the model, and once you fine-tune the model and see good result, then only you should plan to go to production. So by using the Opportunity Scoring Installer, your company need not have to spend 1 year to build such project. You can be up and running in a few minutes, and then you can start evaluating it. And once you evaluate, then you can fine-tune it, and maybe in a 2 to 4 weeks of time, you will have a production-ready solution. And that is the advantage of Opportunity Scoring Installer. Because there is a screen sharing problem, I'm not taking you again to my browser to show you the model, etc. I have the screenshot, so I will take you the screenshot and show the model in the slide. I'm trying to move to the next slide. Tech help is not taking me to next slide. Okay. So while this screen is loading, once you complete the installation, you will be able to go into your Azure subscription and you will see three models. There will be a training model, there will be a prediction model, and there will be a prescriptive model. The training model is used to train, prediction model is used at the scoring time, and prescriptive analytics model is used for giving you the insight. You will be able to drill down into all these three models. You will see that these are complex models. For example, we have done a lot of work to retrieve the features, then categorize the features into various categories, clean the missing data and fill it with default values or a meaningful value. We have done the work to create bag of words, and after the data is prepared for model, then we used a boosted decision tree algorithm to train the result, and finally there are modules to evaluate the result. Okay, I'm refreshing my screen so that we can go to the desired slide. Currently, it is not giving me option to scroll it further. Okay. It looks like this 124 is stuck. Okay, now I am able to scroll the slide and I will take you to the model. So I'm not opening the browser, but you can see a screenshot of the model. There is a lot of work done by the Microsoft research team, Cortana Intelligence team, to build this model, where we first collected lot of features and then we run the deep neural network to determine which features are important, and finally we build a model. And in this model, you will be able to see that first there is a data preparation work done, where we clean the missing clean the data, we fill the missing values, and after that we have used a boosted decision tree, and then we have produced the result. And this is a training model. Similarly, there is a predictive model and prescriptive model. Prescriptive model also used a rich algorithm where we create set of feature groups, and once we have created a set of feature group, then we create new opportunity, and we try to get a score with the real value of some of the features and the default value for the remaining features. And if we get a lower score than what we were getting earlier, that means the feature which we have ignored were creating a positive, they have a positive impact on the opportunity. And if the score is increased, that means the feature which we have ignored were having a negative attribute. So using this, we were able to generate an insight that what features are contributing positively and what features are contributing negatively. Okay, and you can see the kind of features we have used in our machine learning model. These are the various set of features we have used in the machine learning model. So far we covered the scenarios for opportunity scoring and what is an opportunity scoring and benefit a sales rep get. That sales rep can increase his productivity and he can focus on the right opportunities, and sales rep can get an insight what should be done to improve the probability of winning. So these things helps a company to sell more and to reduce the sales cost. That was our scenario. Then we saw the experience within Dynamics CRM and within Salesforce, how opportunity scoring looks like and fit into the business process. So whenever a sales team is entering data, on the same screen, we have shown an opportunity score and we have given them an insight what action should be taking. So that was the impact on the business process. Then we drill into the architecture in which developer or architect will be more interested. That the architecture was, there was a training pipeline and there was a scoring pipeline which gets the data from CRM and then bring it to Azure, and there is a model built in the training pipeline, and that model is used to score when the new opportunity comes. That was the architecture. After the architecture, we shown you the installer. The objective of the installer was that you need not have to spend 1 year to build this architecture. This architecture is already built and the installer help you copy and deploy this architecture into your Azure subscription. To do that, you go to opportunity.codeplex.com, deploy it, and then you will be up and running in a few minutes. The advantage for partners and customers, once you deploy this architecture, then you can first understand what is this architecture and how these models are built. Then you can focus on your customer data or your enterprise data and see what are the additional attributes you want to bring in the model. Because we have built the model using generic attributes, you are more likely to have more attributes which you want to bring it in. You probably will have a different rules for cleaning data than we have. You may want to fill with different values what we have filled for missing columns. So these are the steps your engineering and data science team needs to do to fine tune the model. So once you deploy it, start trying the model onto your real data in a test environment, and then focus on areas where you have done customization. So you will be able to bring more columns, you will be able to provide your rules, and then you will be able to fine tune the model. Once you are happy with the model performance, then you may want to focus on customizing the experience. I showed you the experience in Dynamics CRM, I showed you the experience in the Salesforce, and I shown you the screen which we used. These were traditional screen, but you may be using an app, so you can modify your experience and based upon your process, you can show the result of opportunity scoring, you can show the score, or you can convert into hot, warm, cold opportunities, or if you have a different categories, you can use those categories. And similarly, we give you insight what are three positive factors and what are the three negative factors playing a role in that opportunities. You may want to provide more meaningful message or a more directed action to your users. So again, customize the UX, UX for those things. Then finally, you may want to automate the task. The pipeline we gave it to you, the training pipeline is currently running monthly, and the scoring pipeline is daily. You may want to change those frequencies, or you may want to plug in with your existing pipeline and make the changes. So these are the things you can do it for your enterprise. If you are a partner company, then you can work with your customer, take the installer, and then modify it and deploy it for your customer. So you need not have to spend again a year to do this work, but within 2 to 4 weeks, you should be able to deploy a working solution in a production environment. So we covered various things today. Again, I will summarize. I couldn't show you the my screens. So we covered the business scenarios, we covered the architecture, then we covered the machine learning model, and we covered the installer. So if you use all these things together, you will be able to understand why a machine learning model on pipeline is useful and what benefit it can bring. You will be able to architect it, you will be able to understand the data science process, and you will be able to deploy this into production. Now I can start taking question, and if I will try one more time, if my screen sharing works, I will show you the things on the screen. Otherwise, I will answer your questions. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, earlier this thing didn't work. So once you go through this exercise, so let me show you this information. This is the most important thing. If you go to opportunity.codeplex.com, click on download. It will download a installer onto your screen. Unzip it, run it, click on create model, accept the EULA, and then provide your CRM credential and provide your Azure credential, and start running the installer. After 8 minutes, it will give you a message that things are successfully installed. Then you can come back to your Azure subscription. You will see that these are the models created for you. There is a training prediction and a prescriptive model. So, and you will be able to understand how the data science is done. So in this case, there is a data that is coming from the CRM system into the Azure instance. After the data comes into the system, then there is a data cleaning exercise, we do the feature hashing to create the features, and then we finally use an algorithm to build the model. So you will be able to understand the whole process end to end, and you will be able to modify it for your needs. So you will have this thing in your Azure subscription, and once you run this, you will be able to go to your, this is a CRM UI, this is not a mock-up. You will be able to see this score into your CRM instance. You will be able to see the insight. If you are using Salesforce, you will be able to see the score in your Salesforce and the insight. So the installer has not only created your Azure resources, but it also has created plugin in Dynamics CRM and Salesforce, and that plugin is already connected and it is a secure. Your credential of CRM or Salesforce are secured in Azure in a key vault. So all this work is done for you. And if you want to learn more about it, there is a lot of documentation about opportunity scoring architecture. There is a documentation about opportunity scoring model. You will be able to get this on opportunity.codeplex.com. Here there is a step-by-step installation. There is a machine learning model detail. There is an installer feature, and there is a benefit. So all these items which I have walked you through today are also available on opportunity.codeplex.com. That's all I have for today. I will take the questions now. So as mentioned in the beginning, once you try all these steps, you will have a understanding how to build a prediction on a sales pipeline. You will have understanding how to build a prescriptive model on a sales pipeline. You will have a reference architecture, and you will be able to help your customer to build machine learning on a sales pipeline. Rahi, I'm done for today. And I'm ready to take questions, if any. Okay, yes, I'm open the question box. So one question is, will an Azure account will be created automatically? Okay, so you need a Azure subscription and you need a CRM subscription. And then if you have a subscription, then rest of the work will be done for you. And if you don't have a Azure subscription or a CRM subscription, then there is a link given on opportunity.codeplex.com. You can create a trial instance of CRM and you can create a trial instance of Azure. Both of these can be done, and the trial instance is enough to run this experiment. If you do a trial instance, you will be able to run this opportunity scoring model for a month without any problem. The next question is, when you say it takes 1 year to build the ML model, can you explain what is the complexity and which consumes time? Okay, so I said for a company, it will take actually more than 1 year to build the model and architecture. So first of all, these models are complex models. It requires a lot of research. They are not like a dummy model. We have gone through a lot of research to determine which features in CRM play an important role. We have gone through a lot of research, what kind of a categorization we should do, how we should clean the data, and how we should create buckets of data, and what metrics should be used. So these models are complex. Second is, the architecture is complex. CRM and Salesforce are entity-based system, dynamic CRM and Salesforce. It's not easy to extract data from them and start building machine learning models. So first you need to understand those entity, and you need to write connector for Salesforce or a dynamic CRM. You need to write plugin for those application. Then you need to bring the data. Then you need to have the model. You need to create the web services. You need to create the endpoint. You need to have a patching mechanism. You need to create web jobs. And finally, you need a connector back to write to CRM or Salesforce. So it takes a lot of time. Our team has 6 developer, and it took us more than 6 months to build this architecture. It is, and we have automated all this work for you. Okay, so most of the questions are answered by my colleague Fahad. For the benefit of other, I'm repeating some of the question. Does the accuracy improve as we move on with more data being processed over a period of time? So Fahad has already mentioned that depends upon the data you are providing. Sometimes, generally more data helps, But if your data is already giving you a very good score, then over a period of time it may not improve further. So it depends upon the data. Another question was, how do we get the ML model? So as I said, if you go to opportunity.codeplex.com, download the installer, follow the instruction, it will create the ML model into your Azure subscription. Yes, just download the installer, give it a try, you will have the model into your Azure subscription. And if you don't have Azure subscription, there is a link given on opportunity.codeplex.com. You can get a trial instance of Azure and you can get a trial instance of CRM. One more question is, what happens if some of the features don't have data on it? So each company is different and they have different set of features. So that's the reason we were saying that this model is built on our data. You should add more features to it, or you should remove features if those features are not meaningful to you. And if the feature exists but the data is missing, depending upon the case, sometimes you fill missing data with the default value, sometimes you fill it with the average value, sometimes you just keep it blank. That is the decision which your data science needs to make, what values to provide if the data is missing. One question is, how deployment will be done from test to production environment? Okay, so first of all, we have given you this architecture and you should put it into your test environment and see whether it works or not. And this architecture is quite robust. We believe in your production environment you will be deploying similar architecture. So once you are happy with your architecture, once you test it out, and then you may want to integrate with other architecture element in your organization, then you should plan to deploy it as you do with any other application. You know that there is a machine learning model, there is a pipeline, and you need to write scripts to deploy those. Or you can, if the existing architecture works for you without much changes, you can use the approach which we have provided. You can write a similar installer or a script to deploy it in the production. And the most important is, if you need help, we have our email address given on opportunity.codeplex.com. Feel free to contact us. We will be happy to work with you on a one-on-one basis to ensure that you can fine-tune your model and you can deploy it on a production basis. Deploy it in production. So each company is different, we can work with you. One question is, can we get the slides? Yes, in 48 hours there will be a recording and there will be slides. Okay, the next question is, Fahad has provided the CRM trial. So if you want to get CRM trial, you can get a CRM trial, or you can get Azure trial, and you will be able to do this. You'll be able to test it end to end. Rahi, you can take it over. I am done for today.
Great. Thanks, Prashant, for the presentation. And as a reminder to everyone else, we'll be sending out the slides and the recording of the session shortly, within 48 hours. And as a last note, we would like to make sure you all check out the Microsoft Data Science Summit, which is on September 26th and 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. This is a great place to get hands-on with the latest big data and machine learning technologies from Microsoft and learn from leaders in the field about how to use them to solve real-world problems. You can find out more and register at aka.ms/Microsoft Data Science Summit. Thank you everyone for joining us, and have a great day.